Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't know if it was Talking Yanks. Was it Talking Yanks who had the proposed deal of Austin Wells? What text did I send you guys last night?
Was that the Volpe, Rice?
Yeah, exactly. Wells, Rice, and Volpe for Seager. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that's not even enough, honestly. But would you do that? Take on how hard would you be going after Corey Seager?
I'm not interested at all.
What?
And it's got nothing to do with wanting to hang on to Wells or Volpe. Okay. Obviously, I love Ben Rice. You know that. But I mean, to get a stud, you got to give up a stud. He's not physically reliable anymore. Doesn't this kind of feel a little bit like Mike Stanton? So let me lay it out for you. In 2021, he missed 60-plus games. In 2022, he played the entire season just about. But the next season, he missed 40-plus. And then in 2024, he missed 40. And then this year, he's missed 60. This year, he's had two DL stints due to his hamstring. In 2023, he missed 31 games, hamstring. In 2019, hamstring. This guy's, there's no guarantee that he's playing. I know Corey Seager is a stud. I mean, two-time World Series
MVP. What about
MVP?
If you move to third base? I was reading John Harper for my colleague over there, our buddy Harp.
Love Harp.
And he was talking about maybe the Mets going after him and having him play third. Why couldn't the Yankees have him play third?
Okay, they could. So now I'd be a little bit more open to this. So that means getting the $16 million this year and next year off the books for McMahon. Like, I've got to look at this from two points of view. And I'm less concerned about giving a prospect. I want to win, damn it. I screw the prospects. Right. I'm tired of this. So just I'll trade whoever you want if it's the right
okay,
player.
I like
just
it.
So everybody knows that now. School ball, whatever. It doesn't matter. Skeens, take whatever you want. But there's a lot of money. He's making $31 million this year,
next year.
Yeah, 28, 29, 30, and 31. So I look at it this way, Sal. If Corey Seager was a free agent today, and he's not, we know, based on all the games he's missed, would you give him a six-year, $190 million contract? Would you? Because I wouldn't.
Right now?
Yes.
Today. I would not.
Okay. Well, that's what it's equivalent to.
I wouldn't have really done it then, but I know a lot of Yankee fans wanted him.
I wanted him then.
Yeah.
So I did not.
He must have been hurt back then, too, because for some reason I was like, I wasn't in love with the idea of Corey Seager.
He's always hurt. So I look at it this way. Of course, if he's healthy, he's a stud. He is an absolute beast. He really is a great baseball player. But a guy who's missed all this time with the same injury, the hamstring.
I'm surprised you have no interest, though.
Well, I don't.
I mean, what if they pay some of it down or at least take, like you said, take McMahon. Now it's not the full 190.
Yep.
It's, you know, you're at least getting rid of, let's say, 30 in that case. That gets it down to 160. Maybe you send somebody else their way.
There's a way to have that conversation. Like that, yeah. I would have that conversation with. But now, would that preclude the Yankees from getting Bellinger? And if that's the case, or Tucker, I'm not interested.
Dude.
This cannot be the only offseason. Dude, he's always hurt.
I know, but he changed it even for 100 games.
Always hurt.
100 games.
I'm not interested in 100
healthy,
games.
Why not?
Not for guys that's got 6 years, 195 to go on his contract.
Everybody's got, you know, the love affair with John Carl Stanton, who does the same thing, and he can't even at least play the field. Seager in the postseason, plus what he can do in the field.
Yeah, but Sal, when did the love affair ended years ago with Stanton? That's the point. Like, maybe I'm just preemptively trying to get ahead of a similar situation. Now, he's a better athlete, even when Stanton was 26, whatever he was with the Marlins. He plays a more premium position. I know that.
A two-time World Series. You want him in the postseason.
Wow.
He plays 100 in the regular season. If he plays 20 in the however many he is in the postseason,
yeah,
you're good to go.
I understand that. But if the Yankees or if the Rangers were in the postseason this year, guess what? Seager wouldn't have been playing because he was hurt. So if he was on the Yankees this year, and he would not have been, he would have played.
Hoff, you want Seager? Is from a Mets perspective?
No, this is from a Yankees perspective. And I'll tell you this much: I understand his injury history is legit. Like, only playing 100 games is bad, but look at the last couple of years. hit 30-plus home runs 3 years in a row and only played 150 games once. He led the league in doubles and played 120 games.
Hoff loves these doubles.
No!
Yeah, I like doubles.
So 42 doubles and 30-plus home runs, that's 70 extra base hits. Like, you'd die for that.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
You'd get on your hands and knees for that.
You know what he wanted to say there. No, I get it. And you could potentially move him. I got to read this article during the break, but John Harper was bringing up the idea from a Mets perspective to go get him and move him to third base. If money's not... Okay, what are you concerned about if not the contract?
That he's going to break down, and they're going to rely on him to be one of their stars of the team, and he's not going to be physically reliable, and they will not have enough around them to win.
Could I throw you this little tidbit?
Yeah, of course.
If you make that trade, you get rid of Austin Wells, Ben Rice.
What if you can move Stanton?
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Keep Stanton. Okay. Keep Stanton. Get rid of Austin Wells. Get rid of Ben Rice. Get rid of Volpe. And you make a move that's maybe unrealistic to some people, but it's the Yankees. They should be able to do it. Bring in JT Realmuto as catcher and Pete Alonso at first base. You tell me. Look around the diamond. You tell me that's not an unbelievably juggernaut of a team.
I don't love it. I really don't. First of all, Realmuto's 35. Now it's pop
34.
They are going to need a catcher,
right? He's going to be 35 next year, right?
34.
What season is it going to be?
He doesn't hit the way he used to. I was digging on Realmuto the other day, so I'm very well aware. His pop time and his defensive metrics are outstanding. 90-plus percentile.
I take him. I would take him three years ago.
It doesn't hit the way
he used to. Okay, let me ask you a question. You're talking about a one-year deal of JT Realmuto. I'm not saying sign him to a five-year deal. Wells hit 20 home runs. He batted 200. What did he bat last year?
About 215, 220.
Okay, sorry. JT Realmuto hit 257 and put 12 in the seats. Okay, I'm fine with that.
What's Realmuto's contract? I mean,
1 year deal.
Okay, but what is it? What are you paying? 15, 20?
Who cares?
No,
year deal.
I don't care. I just have to care because I know that the Yankees care.
But then that's the big issue.
I promise I don't want to.
What Hoff is laying out should not be, when we talk about the Mets and Yankees, nothing should be unrealistic, but we get to a level where.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We do have to dial it back at least a little bit, but they really should both. Why is it not realistic for the Dodgers? Why do the Dodgers go do whatever the hell they want? And the Mets and Yankees are trying to compete with the Dodgers, aren't they? New York is second citizen to LA now? Come on.
Yeah,
but that's bullcrap.
I agree, but that's the reality.
Especially from a Yankees perspective. The Mets still have ways to go. Financially, they don't. They're right there with everybody else. Yeah. But they have ways to go to build themselves into the sustained winner. Brian Cashman nailed it. We weren't good enough last year, so we need to do what we did last year and then get better. That's the idea. Yeah, you're the Yankees. Start acting like it. Get a player from Japan. Go get Corey Seager. Bring back Bellinger. Still add on top of that. Trade some of the younger guys. Go get Kwan Bill. How about you build a team, a lineup?
Okay, so now if you do all this, now this is part of the consideration. It's not centrally on my mind, but it just popped in now, obviously, so it's not central. But you've got to think about everything. So we think Skeens will eventually get dealt, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, we think.
It could not happen for 2 years, though.
No, I know. But if you trade Wells, not that Volpe's going to get you Skeens, and Rice, and you give up whatever it would take to get Seager, well, now you're a little diminished in your ability to make. I'm just saying that's low on the list. I'm trying to be responsible.
I don't think it would. I honestly don't believe it would take that much. Now,
Skeens?
No. To get Seager.
Okay, gotcha. And not, well, only,
I don't
only
value,
if they don't eat money.
But that's my point. So
then they're going to need the prospects.
They're looking to get rid of the salary.
I know they are.
So, they're not going to eat money, which should make it then less players less going that way.
That's true. That's a good read on
and,
that.
And Volpe, Wells, and Rice are not prospects. They're big league players.
I also think Rice is going to be hitting 3, 4, 5. You know, Ben Rice is a masher. Volpe's got problems, and Wells is, you know, not quite what I thought, though. He's still 20-something home runs, and he's young, and he's a good defensive catcher. But I'd give him up. I'm not.
Well,
but Ben Rice is he's going to be one of the best. Kid can hit.
The issue is he doesn't have a position to play.
I know.
So I'm okay with keeping Rice or with giving up Rice if you had to, but I also don't even know if you have to do that. You're telling me Wells is going to have some value, a cheap catcher with pop.
Yeah.
Volpe's going to have some value, a cheap second base shortstop with potential.
Take like a high A arm that's like number 7 or 8 on your prospect list. I'm not saying that there's not a way to do it. I guess my philosophy has changed.
Or even, by the way, even if you had to give up Dominguez instead of Rice, I wouldn't want to give up Rice. Of
that's
all
what
of
I'm
the
saying.
Names, I know, but I don't think you would have to in that situation. Seager?
If you're right, then I'm more amenable to it. All I'm saying is my philosophy has shifted. I am done, you know, even when the Knicks used to do this with Marbury and all, I am done chasing players who I believe best years are behind them and who are not physically reliable. And by the way, have big numbers of attached to their contracts. Nobody has to tell me that if Seager's the opening day shortstop, you know, for the Yankees, that he's going to be a stud. He hits, he runs, he fields. He's just a he does it in October. He's a stud. He's going to be 32. You think he's got a lot more baseball, or his best baseball in the rearview mirror?
But if he
I believe
you,
it's the latter, and I'm worried about that.
But if he gave you his best years or two more peak years, two out of the next three.
Yep.
You could win a World Series.
You could, and that's
it's worth
that's,
a flyer.
That's the rub there. It's worth a flyer. It would be an absolute.
Would you rather have Bregman at whatever he's going to get, or Seager at his 6 for $185 or whatever it is, $190?
If it would take Rice, that's a good question. If it would take Rice to get Seager, and I think you're right, it probably wouldn't because they want to get rid of the money. But if it would, then I would go for the Bregman because you're buying Bregman
right.
And you're keeping Rice. Like you don't have to give up Rice to get Bregman. You just buy Bregman.
How about one or the other then? Now, I think Seager's the better player. The problem
He's definitely better.
Okay, but the problem is Bregman plays. So
correct.
Okay, but either way, you have to take it. There are no. Nobody's perfect. I mean.
Well, the Yankees used to be pretty close to being perfect.
But even then, they would
take stupid moves that have gotten them from being incredibly imperfect.
But they would take chances, or it's lack thereof. The Yankees don't take chances anymore. They should have signed Seager in the first place years ago. They could have done that. They didn't want to. Oh, you don't want to trade Volpe. Keep him. You could have traded Volpe for Luis Castillo. Like, they could have had different iterations of this team, and they chose not to do it. Their biggest issue is not spending poorly. Their biggest issue is relying on the young players, and they come up and they don't do anything. They don't come close to what they were supposed to do. If Volpe was doing what he was supposed to be doing by now, we wouldn't be talking about Corey Seager.
You'd have a leadoff hitter.
If Dominguez was, in fact, a Martian, we wouldn't be talking about potentially trading him or platooning with Spencer Jones. You get there's a theme here. Austin Wells, same thing. If he were actually performing to the level consistently like we thought he was going to, we wouldn't be having the conversation about him needing to be traded potentially or just not living up to his potential.
Yeah, but think about this. You're talking about like the chances that the Yankees need to take. Like I actually see it the other way in terms of when the Yankees were at their apex in terms of the most recent dynasty. I don't mean the 70s, obviously 96 through whatever. They really didn't take chances. Like, they would, okay, you want to trade David Wells for Clemens, pissed off some Yankee fans in the moment, but at least you had Pettit, you had Cone, you had other established pitchers. So it was fairly risk-averse. Even if it was a bit of a push, it wasn't a big deal. To me, like, when you talk about the risks, you know, getting Stanton, who you knew would not age well, other risks here, that the Hicks stuff and buying out the years of giving him the extra contract, which was stupid, taking a flyer like a Gallo, those are risks. I think that the Yankees are at their best when they didn't take risks. This is a big risk.
Bregman only played 12 more games than Seager last year, too, so how about that?
I understand that, but when I talk about that's why...
No, overall, though, he stays healthy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you look at his injury history, outside of 2022, which is the outlier when Seager played 151 games in succession, 23, 24, 25, he missed 40-plus games, he missed 40, he missed 60. That's a lot of times your name's not in the lineup.
Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, now streaming on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now streaming only on Paramount+.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.